if you uncover your 10x past to clarify your 10x future, you can do it again. It is possible, and it is something that is totally achievable. Up next on Champion Reads. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Champion Reads. Today, we're talking about 10X is Easier Than 2X by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy. We are continuing the conversations as we've had a couple sessions about this. We hope you are enjoying the conversations. Give us some feedback, send us some comments, ask us some questions, and we'll bring it on the air. Send that to info@mychampioncircle.com. All right, guys, let's jump right on in here. Today's topic, we're talking about the fact that if you uncover your 10X past to clarify your 10X future, that you can do it again. You know, that it's not something that you can't do and that you haven't done it before. 10X isn't a foreign concept. There are moments in our lives when we have 10X something. So let's just start the discussion today by really just asking around the table, like, can you remember a time that you 10X something? For example, for me, sports is a really easy one to go to, right? And anytime you just turn on the Jets, turn on the superpowers, and sometimes it's motivated by fear, sometimes it's motivated by anger, or sometimes it's motivated by rage, or sometimes it's not about that. Maybe it's just determination or discipline, and all of a sudden you've got more energy than before. I have completely done, and I'm not bragging here, I'm just telling it as it is. I have destroyed and dominated my competition in sports before by just turning the switch, flipping on the adrenaline, and becoming a 10X equivalent in a moment. And you know what's interesting is, like, is that applicable? Is that applicable in our daily lives? Like, can I just sit here doing paperwork or finishing up a project? Can I all of a sudden just flip the switch, turn on the 10X, and get better results and make it easier than my 2X? It's a common question we all have. So that's kind of the tipping point of today's discussion today. I'd like to get into some more, but what are your guys' thoughts? Can you remember a time when you have 10X'd something, and what was that like? Go ahead, Lauren.
Yeah. So I attended a private school in high school, well, middle school, high school. And one of the requirements to graduate was that you had to write a 10,000 fact thesis from memory. And there was different subjects. It was American history. It was a religious school, a Christian base. So we had the Bible in there, Middle Eastern history, all sorts of stuff. I had like 3 months to do it. And I waited. I kind of like practice and would recall things, but I waited until the last week, but I busted it out. And surprisingly, like, it was a lot easier than I thought it would be. But when I actually like had the willpower and I was like, okay, there's a deadline or I'm not graduating. But the thing was, I was one of the keynote speakers at my graduation, and there's gonna be hundreds of people there, and like the whole board of our school and the investors, plus us graduates and family. It was insane. I busted that thing out and everyone was so shocked. They're like, we know you know this, Lauren, but why have you not gotten it done? You're the last one to turn it in. But I also kind of see that pattern in my life sometimes. But I busted that thing out. I was so shocked. So
it's hard to reward yourself for accomplishing something when you've procrastinated for so long, yeah. Right? And you're like, I'm totally capable of doing this. I know I can. And I don't know what that is. Maybe it's like the not summoning the energy in the moment to do it early on. And instead we wait till it boils up, until there's a ride or die, a fight or flight response to getting it done. And I think for you and I, Lauren, because we're very similar, there's got to be a solution, right? And I think this chapter is so cool because you can tap into that on any waking moment to get what you need to get done. But yeah, it is, it's so interesting how that the motivation of pressure can cause us to get things done miraculously and magically in a very, very short amount of time. But
that's so funny because I think back to my college days when I was doing papers, just like you, Lauren, and the times where I did, I don't think I would call it the best work, even though I got A's on the papers, but those times where like I got papers and things done in a good amount of time were those times where I only had a day left to do it or only had a couple hours before it hit 11:59 on that day to turn it in. So I think that's such a crucial point that maybe we need to create a little pressure in our lives of false deadlines or smaller deadlines to then put the pressure on us. I don't know, something to think about.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I love that too, because it's interesting. If you put the, you know, pressure on, like one of the things I hate doing is leaving unchecked boxes unchecked at the end of the day. And knowing that I'm putting it off to tomorrow only makes it worse for me. And so if I can not sit back, relax, and enjoy the checklist that I currently have, but say like, man, I need to put some priorities on this checklist because I could literally get this done now if I allowed myself to do it, and prioritizing it might put extra pressure on it. And maybe it doesn't 10X, maybe it's 20X, like who knows, but I've always debated, like, is doing things in the moment really more effective, or is it more effective to do it when you feel like you have time to do it later? And I know the obvious answer, like doing it right then and there is probably more effective, even though it takes more time.
Yeah.
Because you're probably not in the 10X mindset or mode when you want to do it in the moment. But then again, like how much time, how much effort, how much brain and mental capacity are you saving and making life a little bit easier if you just choose to do things in the moment rather than put them off?
Right. What do you think? For me, it's like, you know, not getting to speak at graduation or walking with everybody else when that was the plan. I was student body vice president and it was like, okay, if I don't graduate. And the other thing was I was 15, so I was graduating early. And I was like, everyone knows, like, this was my goal, this is what I'm gonna do. And I didn't want that looking bad on me. But again, like the 3 months prior that I had, it was hard for me to just sit and like write out 1,000 facts and be done. You know, it was like, I have to get in the mindset and just do it all. And that's all I did for that week leading up. But then it's like, why is that fear of losing out on something what drives me? Like, why is that I get down to that point where I'm so much pressure that it's like, okay, I can do it now. What do I need to implement in my life that I'm able to be like, okay, I'm going to maximize my time. I have 3 months. How am I going to make this the best? Where do we pull that from? How do we get there?
It's so interesting. I mean, we're recording this podcast with the idea and knowledge that everybody is going to accept the fact that 10X is easier than 2X and they're going to go along with us. Most people who don't believe this are probably not going to listen to this episode. So I understand that. And I'm kind of assuming that. And if you're on the fence about it, let me tell you, in this chapter of the book, and again, we discuss topics. We don't really just pick out every single chapter and go through it. We're really just discussing the topics. But in one of the, in this chapter particularly, I think it was Benjamin Sullivan's. Sorry, I mixed the two names, Benjamin Hardy and Dan Sullivan. one of his friends who was helping to review the book basically expressed and told him that he loved the concept of the book ultimately, but he didn't believe the book was for him. He said, I'm not looking for the level of transformation and commitment you're describing in this book, Ben. I guess I prefer 2X as over 10X as a way of life. And he admitted and said, yeah, I salute you and I agree. This book is not for everybody. And so we're just assuming that everyone's going to, you know, be interested in the 10X factor versus the 2X. And I want to admit, because when I was reading this book for the first time, I was frustrated. I was like, what is going on with this ideology? Because essentially you're asking me to focus on an expectation that I don't know if I'm ready to commit to. And that's the ultimate principle here is like you described, like there's a commitment and you've got to decide, do I commit to fulfilling something in a 10X methodology, modality, or what am I looking for? Application, we'll just use that word, rather than a 2X. And the results are transformational. The benefits create more freedom. There's just a lot, but it is a commitment. It's a style. It's a lifestyle that you have to work towards. And if you do, then you also commit to a certain level of transformation that is evident in more areas than just one in your life. So there are consequences to this application, but I don't like saying it that way because consequences make it sound like doomsday. Yeah. There are consequences, but in all scientific experiments, there is a result, and the results are significant when you endeavor in 10X versus 2X.
So, well, and why can't we, like, in my mindset, I'm like, I can 10X something really quick if I'm like super focused. My ADHD, I can get it done, right? Harness all the power into that and do it. But why wait up until a deadline? What if we, you know, I harness all that power and get it done in the first month. And if there's any error, I have room to go back and fix that rather than waiting to the very last minute and just powerhousing through it. You know, how about, like Willie was saying, creating fake deadlines for us, you know, different things like that. What is it that we need to do to harness that power and get it done quicker than in the last hour kind of thing? Have you found anything that works for you?
Oh man, I love this question. And before I answer, I'm just going to quickly mute you for a second. I want to just say real quick to our listeners, by the way, just quick timeout for 30 seconds. I love sharing these podcasts with my team. We are family people. We have families. We have, you know, kids, dogs, spouses, you know, plumbers coming over. And I love that we can do this in such a natural state. And so just know that if you ever hear children in the background or if you hear anything in the background, just know that we're normal people, right? We're not in podcast studios. I retrofitted my office to be a studio, but even then, like I'm just using a microphone and a boom station and I'm good. So like just know guys that we're here. We're normal people and we're dealing with the same things that you're dealing, which is why I love what Lauren said, because her challenges are so relatable. So back into it, that small little commercial. And then just when you're ready, just hop right back in. Don't worry about it. Is that, I have learned, and this kind of reminds me, and I'm going to, for those who are watching the video feed, you'll get to see, you know, I've always got a copy of Think and Grow Rich on my desk. It's always there. I'm always referencing it. This is well used. But Think and Grow Rich, the 10th step to riches. Hey, look at that. You got the right, you got the same copy. It's awesome. The 10th step to riches is called the power of transmutation. And transmutation is transitioning one energy or transferring one energy to another. And it talks about the world's top energies in the form of human desire, you know, physical capabilities. And there's a couple more I can't remember off the top of my head. Shame on me. I'm a student of Napoleon Hill and I can't remember off the top of my head. But when you tap into that transmutative power, you're able to flip that switch as described earlier. And one thing that helps me, especially when I'm in a position where I'm considering, do I do this or do I not? Because if I'm going to do this, I know I'm going to 10X this. If I wander into it, I'm going to 2X it and I'm not going to finish. And I'm just going to, it's going to take a lot longer than I want to. So one of the things I do, and this might be a total just like different change of topic and conversation, which I'll lead us back into. But one of the things I do is I change my state. State changers are very, very powerful. And a lot of people laugh at me. And even my team, like when I do this, like they know, like John's doing it again. But I do change my state. And everyone that does this, if you get up and do some stretching or some breathing exercises, you can slowly turn your attitude or your mood into something different. But I'm talking like an adrenaline rush. I will literally get up and I will like bark like a dog, like a really, really loud dog. And I will start barking. And that rush will absolutely change my mindset, my attitude, so that I'm ready to do a new thing at a different, in a different place. You literally, physically, experientially have to like get up out of your chair, move yourself into a different room, wash your face with water, down a Coke or something fizzy, like something that will like wake you up. You've got to change your state. And when you do that, and when you get used to doing that, then you're in better moods to say, easy peasy lemon squeezy, I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's do this 10X. Let's go. That's one step. I have a bunch of others, but I'm monologuing right now. So I'll turn it back over to you guys and I can jump in a little bit later. But one of the things that I definitely do to get ready is change my state.
I love that. One of the things that my most productive times is after I work out, after I try to get those 3 to 5 miles in a day. And if I can get it done in the morning, I come home and I'm like energized and I'm like, okay. But the hard thing is once I shower, I'm like, oh, I'm just cozy now. I'm ready, you know, to relax. So I come home and I usually clean my house. I try to get all of that stuff done right after I work out or like studying, things like that, because my brain is just going and I don't know. It's just, it's weird. All, like you said, that adrenaline, all of the endorphins, I'm ready to like powerhouse after I work out. I don't, it's kind of funny.
No, it works super well. Cause if you think about it, like it's only been recent, the last couple decades, but we think of our grandparents, we think of our great grandparents. They weren't out there on YouTube. They weren't out there like making commercials. No, what they were doing, they were farming, right? They were like in the coal mines. They were in the steel industries, and you know, and business owners and such. But they were in motion, right? And so it's so interesting what you brought up. Is something I love to. I was talking with a client the other day. Something I love to bring up is if you want to change your mental state, change your physical state, because there's such a crucial thing with just the motion and momentum of going. I've had it where I'm just like sitting in my chair and I'm like, I don't want to do my work. I don't want to go clean my house. I don't want to go exercise or anything. And literally I break it down to the easiest thing. I just say, pick up two pieces of trash on the floor and go throw it away. So I'll get up, grab two pieces of trash and throw it in the trash can. And then once I do that, I'm thinking, okay, picking up the rest of the trash on the floor doesn't seem too hard. Trash and pull-ups, go kids. So, you know, I'm picking up the trash and the pull-ups. Then after that, I'm like, okay, you know, I still don't want to work. I still don't want to work out and do that. So maybe I'll go wash the dishes, right? And it's just this like level of motion and momentum that once you start going, it just brings it full circle, and that's where like the motivation and the discipline comes from. So you're absolutely right, Lauren. Like motion, getting after a workout, your muscles might be sore, but it feels so good. And that's because our body is just flying in motion.
On the mornings that I have trouble waking up or getting out of bed, don't judge me, guys, but I do let my dog sleep in my bed, and I know, right? And my little guy, Summit. He loves to wrestle any time of the day. And so I know that if I'm struggling to get out of bed, what I start to do is I start to poke and prod, and then I start to really wake him up, because in an instant he'll wake up and he'll start wrestling, and he becomes kind of like my accountability partner. And then before you know it, I'm smiling, I'm laughing, I'm, you know, squealing, whatever I need to do. I'm putting him in wrestling positions, and I am wrestling with my little dog. and he and I just make a great team getting up out of bed. I also got to get up because he's got really sharp claws and he likes to like push them into me. And so he and I, you know, if anything, like you said, Willie, like movement really is a cure for a lot of things. Brian Tracy used to talk about this and Eat My Frog or Eat That Frog and a few other thoughts. But, you know, I also learned this from Eric Swanson, who really works on this every single day, is that you must activity equals productivity. And while that may not always like be an equivalent or an equalizer, but movement, anything you're doing in the right direction is in the right direction, and it's creating that outcome. So I love that. And I know that being an athlete is a very easy example for me, but I relate it to like, what if I'm a performer? Usually when you're a performer, you feel a different physical enlightenment when you're performing, you know, singers, instrument players, I don't know what the technical term is, those who play instruments in the moment, you musician, there you go, thank you, saved by the bell. Anyone who's in their performance aspect is also in of the equivalent of an athlete or the movement that we're talking about. So absolutely, if you are in a stuck in a space where you're questioning, do I 10x this and get it done? Or do I wait and put it off? And not that we're meaning to focus everything on this conversation of procrastination, but it is a great example because in the moment you can choose or decide, like whether you're procrastinating or not, you have the power to decide, do I do this now or do I do this later? And that's ultimately what you have no other options. It's now or later. And if it's one way or the other way, and there's no gray area in between, and you see it that way, then you can 10x your decision-making as well as 10x your outcomes. And your 10x decision-making is, there's only two options. I do it now or later. And a lot of people will say, well, what the heck? Let's just do it now. Like, why not? Like, let's just see what happens. That is 10x decision-making, in my opinion, based on the reading, because it's not wanting to over-control anything that you're feeling and thinking in the moment. We over sophisticate and over complicate our own decisions by adding layers, and we don't need layers. It's white or black. It's yes or no. It's yes now or later. What do you guys think?
I love this quote from the book. It says, when you begin thinking in terms of quality over quantity, you funnel your energy better. You stop burning yourself out, pumping out more and more, or doing a million different jobs as a rugged individualist. So it's like, do you want it to be quality, or are you going to try to cram so many things into it that it's just like I'm trying to think of an appropriate phrase. You're just doing a half job, you know? What are you going to do? I prefer quality. Love it.
There it is, Lauren. That was a truth bomb. That was, that resonates so well with us all. And you're absolutely right. Like, wow. Interesting. And I love that take really focuses on a different side of it. You know, the aspect of it is we really do need to make that decision in the moment, which is 10X thinking. And, you know, I hope that this for our listeners starting to make sense, starting to see it from that perspective. Sorry, I jumped in there with the truth bomb.
No, you're good. I love it. That was what kept coming to mind.
I think to add on to that wonderful truth bomb with the quality, just having this conversation, you know, we've been on here for just shy of 25 minutes, and it's amazing how many things have been going on. I'm just like, you know what? I need to stop thinking about it and just start doing it, because the time I've put into thinking about it is way more than just doing the task. So no joke. We had a dental issue with insurance, and I was just like, yeah, I need to call the dentist office and then the insurance company. And I just overthought it. And then when I actually sat down and did it, I called 3 different places, got everything organized, recalled the dentist office after. And it was like a 10-minute thing. And I was thinking about that for, okay, I'll be honest, it was like 2 weeks, right? I just kept procrastinating on it. And so a task that took 10 minutes to finish got used in my memory of 2 weeks of mental space. And so one thing that I've learned from simply just this conversation that we've been having and the book 10X is to simply just start doing some of the things that we say that we're going to do, because overthinking is trash. Overthinking is overrated. It happens so much. And the best way to fix it is just simply to do it.
Can I throw in this quote quick from the book?
Yeah.
It says, as you embrace the 10X process, excuse me, you'll continually be doing and focusing on less, yet decreasing the number of things you do will increase the quality, depth, and impact by 10X. But you're freeing up. If you actually just do it, you're freeing up that mental space for 2 weeks, you know? What could you have used that brain power for, you know? But we all do that. I think I am more strategic and focused on certain areas of my life. And then there's other areas that I really need a 10X, you know, and go through and figure out. But we all have our strengths and where we can funnel that energy, right?
I agree. And, you know, it's interesting. I love that you brought that up, Willie. And that's the coaching mindset that I love, because I want to bring in language. And I tend to talk about the same. If anyone studies anything about what I do or say, you probably start to see there's patterns of things I bring into conversation. Language is huge. And language is a result of your thoughts. And Willie just brought something up that's a big thing. And I want to talk about the language aspect of it. If you, in your mind, have a vocabulary of let me think on that, or let me, you know, mull over that, or what's the other phrase that people use? I know there's a lot of phrases, but like, let me ruminate.
I need to talk to my wife.
Oh, there's one. But really, they're not going to talk to their wife. They're just going to think about it and think about how to approach. And, you know, they take a task and they do future it. They put it in the future so that they can talk or they can think about it, and they can, I know, ponder it and think deeper about it. And I want to say something like there are times to ponder. Meditation is a great time. Prayer is a great time. Silence and in the right spaces are a great time. And you set those times up for yourself. But when you're in conversation and you tell somebody, you know, it's interesting. Let me put some more thought into that. And let me get back to you. What they're really saying, that's just a nice way of saying, I'm not going to think about this for a little while until you have to make me make a decision. And then we're going to discuss it then. Like, that's literally what we're going to. And that's the truth, is when you decide to put something off, say, I don't have the cognitive power right now to think about that, or I don't have the energy to deal with this. Those are vocabulary words and phrases that you should, in order to become a 10X person, completely eliminate. That is not the language of a 10X high performer. That is the language of a 2X performer in moments of time and need. And these are the decisions you've got to make. If you got that in your vocabulary, you've got to find a way to avoid those and figure out how you're going to address those things in the moment. And I will totally admit that I am the first one to say that I do this all the time. When I'm not ready to make a decision, or I feel like there are other parties involved, or that I don't have an answer, my go-to in very, very many instances has been, okay, well, let's pick this up next time. Let's talk about it, which means, you know, I'm not even going to think about it until we bring it up again, or we might forget about it. And then, you know, 4 months down the road, we might bring it up again. So I'm guilty of that. And as my accountability partners, you know, Willie, Lauren, I love and appreciate feedback when they call me out and say, actually, I think we should come up with a decision right now. Or, John, that's great, but I think this is important enough for us to discuss now and figure it out. And I'm never offended by that feedback. I love that, because, again, changing your vocabulary, changing the way you think and how you address things, It's now or never. Okay. It's not gray. It's not later. It's now or never. Let's go back to the beginning of today's episode as we sort of wrap today's discussions and topics up. You know, the quote here is, if you uncover your 10X past to clarify your 10X future, it can be done. I was just looking at this quote by our Dan Sullivan, and he says, you've gone 10X before, review your 10X jumps and the 20%, which in the last episode, right, you guys talked about the 80-20 rule. And if you look at the 20% of those jumps and what it takes, you're minimizing and really focusing in on the important statements. You know, time travel backwards to the point in your life where you made only 1/10 of what you're making now. Look back. Could you ever have imagined being where you are right now? Probably not. Just as you probably can't imagine going 10X in the future. But look at your past and you can see that you've already done it in at least once. And you can do it again. Dan Sullivan. Final statements, anything you guys want to share, we'll pass the mic around, and I'll just say this and lead it off by saying it's easier than you think. And there are adjustments. And also, it's a commitment. This book isn't for everybody. This book was written and intended for entrepreneurs. So if you're not an entrepreneur yet or not an entrepreneur at all, you know, consider the fact that maybe 10Xing is a different lifestyle and might not be for you. But if you want results, if you want 10X results, then there's a change out there for you. Those are my closing statements. Who would like to share?
Yeah, I just want to add on to that. Being a business owner, entrepreneur, mother, you know, homeschooling a daughter, you have to be able to focus and put those things in. And there's a definite difference in my mental state and my home, the whole energy, if I will 10X versus 2X, you know, if I will be present and focus my energy rather than being so spread out. So it's worth it.
I like that. And you reminded me of something, Lauren, that John, you're right. It's easy. And when it comes to action, it's really the difference between being present and being distracted. And how easy is it to be present? It's basically just focusing on what you're doing. Is it 10X more effort to get 10X results? No, it's just a little bit more. I love Tony Robbins' example where he's just like, you got the good, you got like the great and everything. And then the difference between great and outstanding is just this little bit. And that's the difference between people in first place and the people in second place. And is it that much more effort? No, it's like a millisecond. Like if you're talking about a race, it's like a millisecond faster. But because of that, the results that you get from interviews, from people remembering you, from the difference between gold and silver, it's just that little bit more effort got 10, 100, 1,000X different results. And so is it too much more work to put in? Not really. It's really just put in a little bit more effort, a little bit more time, a little bit less distracted and more focused on what you're doing. And then from that, we'll get you from that 2X to that 10X.
More to come on this, guys. Thank you so much for your conversations and input today. As we wrap up the episode, we want to hear from you, our listeners. So please send us an email or hit us up on social media. We'd love to hear from you. Our email is info@mychampioncircle.com, or you can hit us up at any of our usernames or tags on social media. It's My Champion Circle. And we can't wait to hear from you. And if you have questions, topics, or anything you want us to discuss on the air, please let us know, because we love, love, love the interaction. And hoping to bring on some few future guests in the next episodes to come. So we love it. Appreciate you guys. Great conversations today. We'll see you next time. There is more to come on this discussion of 10X is easier than 2X. See you next time.